Yes, 801 as we broadcast from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. And in a couple of minutes, it's almost time. Tyler Zuli to play the Fanatic Football Pool presented by Parks Casino and Sportsbook. You call the contest line right now, 215-263-0975. Be the fifth caller, and you will win $100 cash from Parks Casino.
This is the Fanatic Football Sportsbook.
Then we'll ask you a simple football trivia question. If you get it right, we'll put you in the grand prize drawing to win the Fanatic Football Pool and everything in it. Prizes in the pool so far include a Physique Round Barbecue and Fire Pit Kit from Landis Block. You can all use that, right? A talking teddy bear from the movie 2. That could be a place to stay in our side topic if you would like. Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2 for PS4. A full-year supply of snacks from Hers Snack Foods. Jamie Lynch's James Thrash bobblehead doll that's right here in the studio. And $1,000 in cash from Parks Casino and Sportsbook. And we're adding prizes all the time. Don't forget, the Fanatic Football Pool is presented by Parks Casino and Sportsbook, Pennsylvania's number one casino. So call the contest line right now. We actually have someone who is ready to win, and we will do that in just a couple of minutes. Of course, you know, we got that. We play the sounder all perfectly, and you bring, you know, contest line and all that stuff. Look at all the great things we're giving away. This is what we're doing, folks. We're giving you great things. You can use that barbecue and fire pit kit from Landis Block, right? You can use that. Who doesn't want a full supply of Hers snack foods? Seriously, who doesn't want that? You gotta want that. I know you want it. My kids love the honey barbecue, the sour cream and onion, the regular barbecue. Of course, you go to plain. I'm a big fan. D Gunn said it on Sunday when we were at Parks. The red hot chips, the popcorn is fantastic. I'm a big fan of the hot cheese popcorn, right? Love going to the corner store when I would grow up around the way. Go get some of that hot cheese popcorn. Come on. Salt and vinegar when I was a kid sometimes. Not anymore. But you might like it. So that's what we're giving away. All these great things here with our contest. So, you know, this is what we do, folks. This is what we do. We give away stuff. And we give away stuff every day from 8 a.m., noon, 4 p.m., and 8 p.m. Always be the fifth caller. You will win $100 in cash from Parks Casino and Sportsbook. Then we'll ask you a simple football trivia question. If you get it right, we'll put you in a grand prize drawing to win the Fanatic Football Pool and everything in it. Just like Joe from Northeast Philadelphia, who has done just that. Joe, how you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good, Devon. How are you?
Well, listen, Joe, first of all, man, congratulations. You are the fifth caller, and you have already won $100 from Parks Casino and Sportsbook.
How about that? All right. Sounds great.
Yes, man, so congratulations on that. Now, I'm going to ask you a simple football trivia question. If you get the answer correct, you will be put in the drawing to win the grand prize of the Fanatic Football Pool and everything in it. All right?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right. Here's your question. On New Year's Eve, 1988, okay, Joe, the Eagles lost a postseason heartbreaker to the Bears in Chicago in a game that has gone down in history as the blank bowl. What is the blank bowl, Joe?
That would be the Fog Bowl.
That is correct. That is correct. Yeah. Congratulations. You are now in the running for the grand prize of the Fanatic Football Pool and everything in it, including, Joe, $1,000 from Parks Casino and Sportsbook. So you already have $1,000. You're now in the running for the Fanatic Football Pool. I mean, $100. You already have the $100. Now you're in the running for the grand prize of the Fanatic Football Pool and everything in it, including $1,000 from Parks Casino and Sportsbook. The Fanatic Football Pool presented by Parks Casino and Sportsbook, Pennsylvania's number one casino. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Joe, congratulations, man.
Woo! That's what I'm talking about.
$100, man. You can use that.
Hell yeah.
Come on, Joe. Well, listen, man, hang on, and Tyler's going to talk to you a little further, man. Thanks so much. Congratulations again, and enjoy the $100. Good luck the rest of the way.
All right, thanks a lot.
You got it, man. Appreciate it. It's just that simple. Joe from the Northeast wins $100 just for being the fifth caller, and now he qualifies for the grand prize. All right? Grand prize of the Fanatic Football Pool and everything in it, including $1,000. From Parks Casino and Sportsbook. We do that once again. We do that every day. Listen, four times a day, 8 a.m., noon, 4 p.m., and 8 p.m. Be the fifth caller and you will win $100 cash like Joe from the Northeast just did from Parks Casino and Sportsbook. We ask you the simple football trivia question. You get it right. We'll put you in a grand prize drawing to win the Fanatic Football Pool and everything in it. Those are all the things that I laid out and we're adding prizes all the time. So as we do it now and you win, that pool, the pool prize just continues to grow, continues to grow. So congratulations to Joe from the Northeast. And that's how we do it. All right. That's how we do it. So let's get back to the phones in our Eagles conversation. 610-632-0975. Since 2017, have you started to lose faith and trust in Carson Wentz and Doug Peterson? 610-632-0975. And our side topic. Will Smith and DJ Jazzy Jeff, Philadelphia's own, are renting out the Bel Air Mansion on Airbnb for the 30th anniversary of The Fresh Prince of Bel Air. What popular TV and or movie hang would you like to visit or stay in? I'll give you some of the ones we've had already. Home Alone House, twice. Dark Knight Mansion. Goonies House. The Drummond Household, twice. Right? The Penthouse from Different Strokes. The Addams Family Museum. Billy Madison's house. Hey Arnold for Tyler. The Room. I chose Nipsey's in Martin. Love that spot. The sports bar was fantastic. Love Nipsey's. So that was my choice. And we have plenty other. We have a bunch of other ones. Pat Egan said the Entourage Season 1 house. Vinny Chase's house. What about you guys? Something fun. Where would you like to stay, hang out? Just like the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air Mansion. I would like to stay in a mansion as well, man. I really would. Let's go to EJ in West Philly. What's up, EJ?
What's popping, good brother? How are you, man?
I'm good, man. What's going on?
Probably never heard me this melancholy before.
I was like about to say, EJ, what's going on, man? Everything cool?
Well, two things.
Yes.
Number one, I had to take the COVID test for my job, and while I passed it with flying colors, I don't advise that to anybody, and I have a whole new respect for all these NFL and NBA players that's in the bubble getting tested on a daily basis.
So they went all up in your nose.
Oh, my God, bro. It was like I was nasally violated.
Oh, man. See, I know a few people who have had it done,
and it messes you up for, listen,
well,
I don't know
better,
what.
Man.
Yeah, I feel a little bit better, but anyway, that's number one. Number two, bro, you know, we got the biggest tailgate in the world, and even though we couldn't go to the stadium, we was out 33rd Street partying, having a great time. The Eagles was up 17-0. And I'm a football guy. And I'm listening to all these people talk now after the fact. Come on, miss me. That Redskins team was dead and buried. They had no energy. They had no life. Hoskins couldn't make a play. All these great quarterback sackers. Nobody was getting near Wentz when he was throwing them touchdown passes. So I just don't understand what happened when a guy makes one interception and falls completely apart and your coach has no clue.
Yes.
That it's okay. You're finding that this defensive line is beginning to kick your offensive line's booty. Where's the quick slants?
Yes.
Where was Ortega Whiteside, who we was told was such a much better player? Zach Ertz, I love you to death, bro, but you got to get your mind off that contract and get your mind out on the field. You can't be dropping passes like that in the fourth quarter. He should have never been put in that position. But the point I'm trying to make is I have no clue what's going on with this team. I don't know why we constantly getting injured. I don't know why we constantly drop like flies. I don't know why Carson Wentz can't get rid of the ball. I don't know why he takes such unnecessary hits. I don't know why Doug Peterson does not have the ability to manage a game. Doug Peterson is turning into Brett Brown in front of our face, and Carson Wentz is turning into Ben Simmons, a supremely talented individual who doesn't develop his game and keeps making the same mistakes over and over and over again. You ask me, do I have trust in Carson Wentz and Doug Peterson? I'm going to ask you, Devon, you a student of body language. You know sports. Do it look like the players trust Carson Wentz? How many times did he get sacked and not nary an offensive lineman fought for him? Yeah. I can send you a picture, bro, where his three Washington Redskins look like shark on chum, pulling Carson Wentz apart, and those three amigos are just sitting there looking at each other.
Yeah.
Nobody goes in to help him. So that speaks volumes about these so-called anonymous reports, and everybody want to talk about Alshon and this reporter being shills and snitches. Well, from where I stand, snitching ain't snitching if it's the truth. And Carson doesn't seem like he endears himself for anybody to fight harder.
And that's why I was saying, EJ, I'm like, when we started this off, man, I said, there's just something wrong, something about this team that doesn't feel right. Even when they had the lead, we were like, okay, things are good. This is what you're supposed to do to an inferior team. You're better than them. Not going to get carried away with the win, but you know we can get carried away with the loss. But it's not just the loss. It's what's happened in the previous seasons since the Super Bowl that we have our cracks in these little spots where we're like, something's not right with this football team, even though they've made the postseason. So,
oh man, drafting is horrible.
I know, man. I know there's just these certain things, man, the certain things. Even when they won the Super Bowl and we were like, no, don't give Darren Sproles any money. No, don't pay this older guy just because of the sentimental factor.
But they did.
Things like that. So, yeah, I hear you, man. EJ, first of all, feel better, man. But on your way out, I know you, TV, movies, stuff like that.
Bro.
I know you. What you got?
I got so many, but I'm going to limit it to three real quick. Bada Bing, we got to go to the Bada Bing with Tony and I. I grew up going to Catholic school. I hung out with Italian mobsters my whole
life. You got to hang out the there. Okay.
I got to go to the Bada Bing.
All right.
Number two, the crib that weekend at Bernie's.
Ooh, I love that one.
And this may be somewhat controversial, but I'm a Greek mythology boy, and I saw 300, and whatever Xerxes promised that thing to make him turn on the 300. Remember when he went to the tent and he had all them women and the wine? Yes. And he said, I'll give you whatever. I want to go to that tent, bro. That's what I want to do. I want to go to the tent that Xerxes had. That's where I want to hang out.
EJ, man, feel better, man. Thanks for the call, man.
Yeah, I
appreciate
it, bro.
You got it. Oh, man. Bada Bing and the tent. All right. I don't know where EJ is at this point. Bada Bing and the tent. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Max in Allentown next on the Fanatic to talk about the Birds, and maybe we'll get a little hang for him as well. What's up, Max?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that call was great. well, I gotta tone down the rhetoric a little bit maybe, but, you know, last week I called and I said, yes, the Eagles are going to lose to the Redskins.
You did, and I said they were not.
It's just not a good team, but you know, people have to stop with the pie in the sky outlook for this franchise, because Howie Roseman is the reason this team is going downhill and downhill fast. It doesn't have to be like Moses going to Pharaoh and telling him, hey, you're going to get a plague if you don't let my people go. Well, Jeffrey Lurie better let Howie Roseman go, because the 10 plagues of Egypt are going to be the 10 losses the Eagles are going to have this year. We cannot keep having the same thing happen and expect different results. Roseman needs to go, because the talent on the field, okay, it wasn't equitable. Washington is one of the worst teams in the league, and they have more talent, okay? This team is constructed poorly, and the GM has zero intelligence when it comes to a pro athlete. I don't want to get redundant here, but he's never been an athlete himself. He's never been a pro scout, but yet he has final say on the talent, and that's unacceptable. And people trying to blame Wentz and Doug Peterson, I think that's a cop-out. It's an excuse, because it's not their fault. Yeah, they had poor games, but Howie Roseman built this team. Howie Roseman set this team in motion the way it's going. And there's only one way out. And to get this guy to relinquish his final say, talent, evaluation role. He can fiddle with the cap. He can do the accounting. He should not have any say in talent. This is beyond ridiculous that people are still believing in this squad. This is a 6-10 team. I had him at 7-9.
I had him at 9-7. 6-10. Okay. All right.
Well. So, again, the pie in the sky. It's great to be an Eagles fan, but hey, it's even better to be a realist.
I got you, man. Now, on the way out, Max, you've heard what we've been doing as our side topic. Yeah. You've watched TV, you've watched the movies, and we've all had our favorites. What's a hang for you, Max? What's a hang for you?
Delta House from the Animal House movie. Just to hang with Belushi and see him drink a full bottle of whiskey. That would be worth it to me.
That would be great, Max. Thanks for the call, man. The Delta House from Animal House. 610-632-0975. Devon Givens with you until 10 o'clock here on 97.5 The Fanatic on this Tuesday night as we talk about the Birds and your faith and trust level in your quarterback and your head coach, Carson Wentz and Doug Peterson. 610-632-0975. Our side topic, if you're just tuning in, Will Smith and DJ Jazzy Jeff, Philadelphia guys, of course, are renting out the Bel Air Mansion. You've all seen it. You all love it. The Bel Air Mansion, Airbnb, 30th anniversary of the Fresh Prince of Bel Air. They're renting out the spot, y'all. They're renting it out. Can we put together enough money where we can all go party in there? Can we go do a show from there? What popular TV/movie hang would you like to visit or stay in?
I have a question based on this this mansion here.
Uh-huh.
Is the number that I saw true?
I didn't see the number. Go
I saw
it.
$30 a night.
Well, see, wouldn't that be so Will Smith, though?
To do it for cheap?
Yeah.
To let people just hang? Yeah,
yes.
For sure.
Now, are they doing the whole mansion for you, or are you able to get the room?
I think you just get the room.
Well, is it the room, or is it the pool house? Because he stayed in the pool house,
right?
Remember.
I'll have to look more into it.
I believe it's the pool house. So if it's just the pool house for $30 a night, that sounds reasonable. That sounds reasonable. So, but we're going with the mansion. We're not just doing the pool house. That's for real, for real. We're going with the mansion. So, that just sounds like something Will and Jeff would do anyway. For real. 610-632-0975. I think it's the pool house, though. Let's go to Gerald in Los Angeles. G, what's up, man? You out in L.A.? So you've seen a lot of these places, man.
Yeah, and it's, from what I understand, it's $35 a night for the pool house.
For the pool house, okay. Okay.
So,
all right.
But
would you do that for $35? I would.
Yeah, honestly, man, when I saw it, I was like, man, let me go on and see if I can get me a couple of nights. I go hang out, but it sold out forever, like all down the road. So I stopped looking in the mid.
For real?
Year.
So it was booked? Okay, all right.
Yeah, people jumped on it in 2 seconds, man. They may have it way down the line, but I literally clicked through from now until like June, and every day was taken. So.
Wow. Okay.
So listen, man.
Yes, sir.
There's something about this. You know, Carson played like garbage. I mean, a lot of the team played like garbage yesterday. But there's one fundamental thing. As bad as Carson was, and that's something we have to address because he's making what I feel like are rookie mistakes, holding on to the ball too long, not knowing when to throw it away, you know, getting tackled, knocking us pretty much out of field goal range, throwing, you know, interceptions on the inside shoulder when it should be an outside placement. That's all bad. But you know what's worse? You got a coach that's in his fifth year that still doesn't understand that whenever he passes the ball more than 65% of the time during games, they generally lose the game. And he threw the ball 71% of the time. I mean, that's just setting your whole team up for failure. That's setting your quarterback up for teams to peel their ears back and be like, yo, let's hawk the ball. Let's go for interception. And I don't understand how they can't put somebody on that team with a salary of $100,000, $75,000, $50,000, and their only job is to tap him on the shoulder at the end of every offensive ceiling and say, "Yo, you're low overboard on the ratio. You need to dial it back." I don't understand it.
Mm-hmm. No, I get it, man. And then we brought them up earlier: Scangarello, Marty Morningwig, the people that he has on his staff. They have a million assistant coaches. How much say do they actually have?
But I mean, I found a tweet that I put out about the same thing from 2017. I'm like, this isn't new. This ratio thing, like they lose the majority of the time that they go over the 65% number because there's no balance. And the fact that they can't, that this guy can't get it is just a fatal flaw. And he's just good enough that he won't get fired for a long time.
Yeah, sure.
That's the problem. He won a Super Bowl, so that gives him some cred. And then he's just good enough where you can explain away injuries or bad play on the players. And he might have to take some of the responsibility, but it's like, oh, I'm going to go get somebody worse. And so it's just a tough spot. And I just think people got to keep putting it out there, keep pressure on them to kind of hopefully clean it up.
Yeah, I hear you, man. All right, well, we got to get ready to get to a break before we get to everybody else on the lines. And Rich, Mar, Adrian, Paul, G, give us a spot, man.
Can I give you a couple spots real quick?
Give me a couple spots.
All right, so first off, if it was a house, I would fly right over to Hawaii and be staying in that house with Higgins and Magnum P.I. I'd be right in Hawaii chilling out with the helicopter and the Ferrari, the whole deal.
I love that one.
And then I'd like to, and then if it was a cartoon, it'd be Richie Rich's house because I'd be like ride down that money like it was a slide.
Ooh, that's dope. I like that one.
And then the last joint is I want to go have a beer at the Regal Beagle. I'm taking it back. Hang out with my boy Jack and Larry and see if we can meet some girls like Christian.
Oh, man, that's a good one, man. G, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it as always. Be safe out there. 610-632-0975. Mar, you first. Adrian, Paul. A couple people dropped off, so we have open lines. 610-632-0975. If you guys want to check in with us, we're talking Birds. We're talking Side Topic. Where would you like to stay? Hang TV, movie, spot. Like the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air Mansion. Where would you like to hang or stay? 610-632-0975. Devon Givens. Until 10 here on The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens. On 97.5. The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, 31975 The Fanatic, 610-632-0975. Devon Givens with you until 10 on this Tuesday night, 610-632-0975. We're asking you guys about the Birds. Have you lost faith, trust in your quarterback and head coach Carson Wentz and Doug Peterson? 610-632-0975. And the side topic, Will Smith and DJ Jazzy Jeff renting out the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air Mansion Airbnb for the 30th anniversary of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. It's really the pool house that Will stayed in. But, you know, it's fun. It's dope. Anyway, what popular TV and or movie hang would you like to visit or stay in? 610-632-0975. Let's go back to the phones as promised. Let's check in with Lamar in Philly. Mar, what's going on, Mar?
Yo, what's up, Devon?
How you doing, man?
Oh, man, I'm doing good. Having a lot of free time on my hands lately, so I figured I'd give you a call whenever you're pulling down my alley.
All right, let's do it.
Well, this Carson thing, Devon, it's a shame. It's really, really sad that the NFL, they can look at certain players and determine them not good, and then look at other players and give them the longest leash ever. And I'll say that Carson Wentz, Baker Mayfield, why is it the best of receivers can come play for these guys, and then they just vanish? When you read headlines that, okay, Alshon's washed up. When you read headlines that Odell Beckham Jr. now, he has a problem. But you got to look at the quarterback and call a spade a spade. Carson Wentz is, in my opinion, below a Pac-12 player. He was drafted, they say, well, they draft Pac-12 players. He was drafted in Division I AA. Granted, every now and then you hit on some of them guys. But the guy is who he is. The bad sacks, the bad interceptions. If I ask you right now, name the last big game or signature game he's had in his career where he went off over 400 yards and four touchdowns, you couldn't name it.
For that type of game, no. I mean, signature ones, yeah, the last year hitting Miles Sanders, The Carolina win that he had in 2017 when they won the Super Bowl that year, the fact that he played well in that Rams game before he went down. There are some that we can point to, but then there are some that we can also point to and say that they lost those games. You're right.
But he has a horrible record as a starting quarterback for the Eagles, and the fans just keep saying, oh, well, he's really a good quarterback. It don't matter. You can go get him, the kid in Chicago. He is who he is. Another thing that you can help me with, Devon, again, the same lease that he gets. Our defensive coordinators haven't stopped a single person in 5 years, and he'll get a leash, a long leash, and they'll say, well, he stops the run. Of course, because nobody's running it. They're throwing the ball down our throat.
That's true. That is true, yeah. That is true. I mean, at one point, I actually thought in the offseason, when the season was complete, I actually thought that the defensive coordinator, Jim Schwartz, I didn't think he was coming back.
Devontae should have been going the Super Bowl year. Nick Foles is the reason this city has a ring. It ain't got nothing to do with no coaching. Neither coach is doing nothing. And to make matters worse, Nick Foles called the Philly play, which is huge to win the Super Bowl. So it's like, Doug Peterson is on that sideline, and he's only going to be as good as his quarterback is. And his quarterback is mediocre to average. And I'm willing to bet you can plug that kid in there at any moment, and you would get the same result.
Whoa. Really?
I mean, anybody can take 7 bad sacks, Devon, and throw 2 or 3 interceptions. This stuff just ain't happening. I mean, even when he got hurt, when you guys say it's a cheap shot on the radio, it's like an insult to anybody that really watches football. It's not a cheap shot when you run around for 8 seconds, and then you run forward for 5 seconds and get tackled from the back. That's not a cheap shot. That's called football.
Listen, man. I mean, look. I know how you feel, and you just expressed it to everyone, and you have your opinion. I've started to lose faith in them. I'm not where you are, but I can't tell you you're wrong because look at where they are. They don't have a Super Bowl since 2017. They haven't really given us anything to really hang our hats on and feel great about. So I get where you're coming from on this particular one, Mar. All right. You got to give us the one. You got to give us a spot, man. What do you got?
Hey, Devon, I'm not going nowhere but the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Are you staying right there?
Yeah, I'm staying right there. Ain't no need to. Ain't no need to. I mean, I'm staying right there, Devon.
That's a great one. That's a great one, Mar. Thanks for the call. Staying at the mansion. No doubt about it. All right, give us that one you just told me during the break. Go ahead. Do that one, and we'll get to that one because Tyler had a really good one. That we'll get into. But let's go to Adrian in West Philly first and check in with Adrian. What's going on?
How you doing, Devon? Love your show.
Thank you so much.
There's, like everyone, I'm disappointed with the Eagles' loss, like everybody, and there's a lot of blame to go around. But what no one's talking about is the medical staff. Why is it that we have guys coming in and coming out? It seemed like they were dropping like flies on Sunday, and this has been going on for 5 years now. We can't have a healthy roster, so it's kind of hard for Doug Peterson and Carson to use the full set of weapons when guys are constantly coming out. And at the same time, look at Lane Johnson. He's one of the most important pieces of that offense.
No doubt about it, man. And he said on Derek Gunn's podcast, Gun on One, I don't know if you heard it yet, Adrian, that Lane Johnson said he will play on Sunday.
Yeah.
So that's a great step for this team for sure. It has to happen.
Yeah.
They have to solidify things up back up front, and he'll be behind a little bit, and he's going to be going against a very good Rams defensive front. You know that with Aaron Donald and company, and it's going to be a problem. Yep.
Yes. And another thing, what is it about the medical staff? How are we training these guys? What's the strength and conditioning looking like?
I don't know because they have made changes there, right? So
yes,
they have made changes.
We're still seeing guys dropping like flies.
But here's the other thing, though, Adrian, in fairness, right?
Yeah.
With them not being able to have the OTAs, real training camp, preseason, we knew that soft tissue injuries and things were going to happen. It's not happening just here. We've seen ACLs in other places, Achilles. Look at Von Miller's out. You just saw Vander Esch is out. He's been out again. He's hurt a lot. But but my point
is Sean Lee.
Yeah, I know. How about that? Well, both of them are very, very good.
Yeah.
But my point is, it's happening around the league all around. So I understand your point from the past and what they've dealt with and now this one. But in fairness to everyone in the league, with the unprecedented times that we have been in and the training that they're accustomed to, everyone's getting hurt right now.
Sure. It just always seems like
the
Eagles are at the top. Sure. I would just be more willing to accept that if it wasn't a history of the Eagles leading in injuries every single year.
I got you. And I understand that. The frustration overall. And like we said at the top, Adrian, many people said, if you give me one Super Bowl, I'll take 10 losing seasons. No, you won't.
Nah.
Once you win it, you want it again. And then they told you, this is the new norm. We want more.
Exactly.
We want more.
It's insatiable. So they got to get their stuff together.
Yes, winning feels very, very good. Adrian, all right, got to give us one, man. What you got?
All right, I'm going to go a little out of the box here. I'm going to chill in Hell's Kitchen at the chef's table with Gordon Ramsay.
That's a good one because...
I'm needing to eat.
and listen, unlimited. So if these are our rules, unlimited for you.
Exactly.
You got it, man. Adrian, thanks so much. And what was that show you guys wanted me to watch? I think it was Josh and Joe wanted me to watch the Wing Show.
Hot Ones.
Hot Ones.
Yeah.
And then they said that somebody else had another one that they wanted me to watch, and I did not watch it yet.
By the way, it was funny. He mentions, the show, the Gordon Ramsay show.
Yeah.
So that kitchen is one of the kitchens is in Vegas, right? Not the one that they shoot at. I didn't know they had one in there. My brother is a huge fan of that
when
show.
When you guys were out there.
Yes.
Right.
We were out there, about a little less than a year ago.
Actually, wasn't it? Yeah, it was like. Yeah, February.
Yeah, it was like that. January, something, whatever it was. I we're walking around and I stumble upon this and I send a text to my brother and I'm like, yo, check this out. This is like, you would love to be here. And I really honestly wanted to go in so bad, just to go in and experience it. But it's cool, man. They got the pitchfork sign and everything. Yep. It's really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I've seen it. Now, what was that one before we get to Paul? What was that one that you gave?
Yeah, we got it. We got a great tweet.
Yeah, tell us about this one.
This one comes from Troy Jackson. Tweets at me and you. He says, forget any mansions. I got a whole country. I got to go hang out in Wakanda with the Black Panther. And you and Tyler can come with me. Nothing better.
That's a great one, man. That is definitely another great one, man. We get to hang out. And, of course, we talk about the late, great Chadwick Boseman. So we get to hang out in Wakanda. We get to hang out in a couple of places. So we get to hang out there. And where else were we in?
Well, you're going to spend about nine seconds in the Adams family house.
And there was another one I think we were invited to as well to go hang out. But yeah, nonetheless, we're having a good time with this side topic.
We're going to get our frequent flyer miles up.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I got one here. First of all, the future is now. Big Boss, a.k.a. Yo Daddy, on Twitter says, so I said Nipsey's for Martin, right? The future is now says, no, we're hanging out at Martin's apartment, the chill hangout spot where everybody came.
Martin's a spot.
Biggie
doesn't
came.
Matter.
Biggie, if you remember that episode when Biggie came to the apartment and hung out there. And I mean, come on, man. That's a great one. That's a great
I feel like we're just going to go hang out at that show. We don't have to pick a spot. We're just hanging out with Martin and the gang.
Yeah. And by the way, Alfie from Abington says, I don't know about that bobblehead being great. The James Thrash bobblehead.
I mean, it's...
For the contest.
It's real, I'll tell you that. It's a real thing. I'm looking at it.
Yeah. Oh, man. 610-632-0975. Having some fun here. We'll get to some of these tweets as well. How about this one real quick? Rashid, R. Philly 73. The hangout that I would love to go to is the Pit. Ooh, this is a great one. At Hillman College in a Different World. So A Different World, Ty, was the spinoff from The Cosby Show.
Okay.
Denise went to college, and she went to college there. And the spot was the Pit, where they all... It was basically the little spot where everybody goes and hang out and eat and get together and all that stuff. So the Pit, for sure... Sheed with the Pit at Hillman, no doubt about it. Joey Bean being here, Jurassic Park, the original Jurassic Park.
Are you going there?
Bean, you enjoy that. I love the movies, but I'm not going out there with these dinosaurs running around like you're talking about. Textiles, Halal, the movie with Richard Pryor and Jackie Gleason with the son, Toy.
I don't think I've seen that one.
It's a great movie. Yeah, it's a great movie. Just kid,
Richard Pryor hanging out with him. He's an adult, even though he's a kid. All these toys. Everything. New York. What's that? F.A. Schwartz? Is that with that popular toy store? I can't remember the name of it.
It's the same one that that's in Elf. You know what I'm talking about? Where he like runs around with the cutout snowflakes and plays with the light brights and puts you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Let me see.
I think that's Gables, isn't it?
I don't remember that.
I think so.
You would know better than that one. On that one, dang, I can't remember that. F.A.O. Schwartz Toy Store. I think that's the one. Is that the one? I believe it was. Yes, F.A.O. Schwartz Toy Store. I believe that was the one in the movie Toy. I could be wrong. 610-632-0975. All right, let's go to Paul in Philly next on the Fanatic. What's up, Paul?
Oh, man. My bad. I'm just reading a tweet. The Sixers are interviewing Mike D'Antoni and Billy Donovan. Wow. Jesus Christ.
Oh, is that the one from yesterday with from Dumas? Yeah. Yeah, well, they said at some point this week that they would sit down with him.
I hope we don't get Mike D'Antoni, but the Eagles.
Yes.
Just give me 45 seconds. Bear with me, everybody. Everybody can just relax. Relax. First of all, the main thing was Darius Slay, big money man, came through. He balled out, held Terry McLaurin. 50 plays he was on him, held him to 2 catches. That's one thing of my major concerns. We didn't allow the deep ball. The secondary improved. And besides the busted coverage in the end zone, the secondary played way better. Now, granted, Washington doesn't have a passing game like that, but Terry killed us last year. Killed us last year.
Terry McLaurin, yep.
Yeah, Terry McLaurin. The D-line still played sturdy. We still have one of the best run defenses. The offense, Lane Johnson will be back next week. I believe a tweet just went earlier today.
Well, he was on the Derek Gun-on-One podcast, and he said that he would be back.
He'll be back. Carson, we know what Carson is. He threw 4,000 yards without a wide receiver. He'll be fine this year. Now, ball security, that would be an issue. But overall, Carson will be fine. So everybody can just – it's one game. We lost to the Washington football team. Correction. It's one game. Relax.
But is it one game? Does it go back to the last couple of seasons where people have started to lose faith? Not just this one game, but what we saw in 19, what we saw in 18, et cetera. That's why we're talking about it the way we're talking about it tonight. Because, Paul, we've seen some cracks. We've seen some leaks. Other teams do have it. But they told us it was going to be something different when they told us this was going to be the new norm.
So, honestly.
Is that fair? They told us that.
That's not fair to say when it comes to evaluating this team this year.
Okay.
Like, what chinks in the armor did you really see on Sunday? Honestly, besides Carson had a bad game. Bad game. Quarterbacks have bad games. What other chinks in the armor did we see?
Offensive line, even though you were down to so many people, you had the ones with the offensive line where your guys that you should count on with Kelsey, Sayamalu, and Peters on your left. They weren't great overall. Zach Ertz didn't play his normal game. He had 7 targets. He only had 3 catches, and he had a key drop down the stretch. Carson Wentz did not play well. DeSean Jackson, he could not stay on the field. These are things overall that play a part in the entire thing. And Doug Peterson, with some of his play calling decision making, why wasn't it a little bit simpler for Carson Wentz to get the things done that he needed to get done with the head coach helping out? Like, why are you trying to keep your foot on the gas when you have that 17-point lead? Nothing is safe. But the game wasn't over yet. You were going into the half, and you were getting the ball afterwards. You could have played that one differently, Paul. So that's not the first time we've seen those types of things happen in-game with Peterson and Wentz as well.
Okay, so we see Peterson. He made some adjustments. Peterson will bounce back. Peterson is not happy.
Well, we were talking about this game, and we've talked about things in the past. Now, things might be different on Sunday against the Rams, but to your question of, you know, coming back at me and asking me, what did I see? Those are the things that I saw.
Okay, so for those things, now going into the next game, we know Lane Johnson will be back. We know the line will be shored up. And also, let's give it to Washington. Washington has a hell of a pass rush.
They do.
Montez Sweat, Chase Young, and them D tackles, and even Ryan Kerrigan, they may be a top 5 pass rush in the league. And that's just with pass rush alone.
They are fantastic.
Yeah, they're built off of that old Giants model. have the pass rush up front, and the secondary, just put comfortable pieces around there. But to be honest, we can just relax with the Eagles. Let them bounce back. We know Carson's a good quarterback. Now, if Carson comes out this year and has a bad year overall with all the weapons that he was given, then after a year, your fifth-year quarterback,
right.
I can understand you having questions.
All right, well, my only thing there, though, is, Paul, again, it's not just one game. Carson has not been the same quarterback, and we know he's been coming back from injury, battling injury and all that. He hasn't been the same guy since he's really returned. So it's not just Sunday for a lot of people. Like you said, this year, that could be it for you. Ben Simmons, mm-hmm. people have already given up. Some saying next year. Some saying the year after that, then they're finally going to give up. People's timelines are different. And that's why we're throwing it out there. Yours, you said one more year. So, but Paul, on the way out, man, give us one.
And can I make a sister's point, or do I have to?
Quickly.
Do not. I hear people calling in to say trade Ben Simmons or Embiid to break them up.
Yeah, I'm not.
You don't trade superstars in the NBA. You don't.
Not right now.
Never works out.
Not right now. And you already said superstar, so you have him in the superstar category.
Yeah.
Where? I hear you. But listen, man, give us one on the way out. A place you would like to hang out.
Let's go Game of Thrones, probably, with Cersei Lannister. Correction. I'm going right now. I want to hang out down in Pea Valley at the Pink. That's where I want to hang out.
I got you, man. Thanks for the call, man. A nice little gentleman's club. He likes to hang out. Paul wants to hang out at the gentleman's club. Nothing wrong with that. Let's go to Don in Chester right now. Our friend Donald on the Fanatic. What's up, Don?
I'm chilling. How you doing, big guy?
Oh, I'm good, man. I'm good.
You know, I agree with you because I don't really think, like for me, I could be the only one, the few minority, but I don't think that Peterson is as much of a problem as Carson Wentz is because I don't know. See, I'm starting to question. I don't know if he's fit to run this kind of offense because, you know, Coach Peterson runs a West Coast offense and you have to be able to make check downs and you have to take care of the ball. You know, we've seen all throughout history, we've seen, you know, those kinds of offenses and those kinds of quarterbacks and how they have taken care of the ball. And even if they've went pass heavy, they still was able to get it done. We've seen that all throughout the decades mm-hmm. with certain teams. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm part of the let the Bronco buck, you know, certain thing. I'm a Winsomania fan, but at the same time, you know, I just think that, you know, somebody needs to hold him accountable because a lot of stuff he did in 17 and, you know, that stuff of fighting to the last play and trying to, you know, out-muscle guys, you know, it was admirable at first. But now, you know, to me, I just take it as selfish. I'm not saying he's
selfish.
You
need him to be smarter.
Yeah, it's just my perception. You have to think of the other 10 guys that you're on the field with, you know, and the things that he's doing. And, you know, in his fifth year, I made this one comparison, and I'm going to try to cut this short, is that, you know, we saw McNabb. You know, and a lot of us, we have different reasons why we don't like McNabb for certain things. But, you know, we saw McNabb mature over the years. Of course, he had his bad throws and certain things, but we seen him progress in the offense that Andy Reid has. And, you know, I wasn't expecting to see some of the things that I saw from Wentz. You know, mm-hmm. some of those things had nothing to do with that offensive line. Everybody knew what the offensive line was, and Carson knew what the offensive line was. Mm-hmm. You know, so you know, it's just a lot of, you know, and starting to question that, and maybe there's a thing with Jalen Hurts. We might see Jalen Hurts soon, you know, as a possibility if he doesn't clean that stuff up, because I know this week he can't afford to do that.
I don't think we're going to see him anytime soon. And he wasn't even dressed this week, which
well, is I mean, a year.
But I know what you mean, like in a year or so. You're talking about a year. That's fair. Yeah. That's fair. And hey Don, listen, man, we gotta get ready to take a break, man. Sure. So can you give us yours on the way out where you would like to hang?
Man, they already said it. I'm chilling with Martin. So I could be with Gina because Gina got back. And Pam, too.
Oh, Don, thanks for the call, man. I said Mark because I want to hang out with them at Nipsey's and bring my people. You talking about a totally different thing with Gina and Pam, but they are well known for it. Mustafa, KP, Vic, Q, Chris, one open phone line, 610-632-0975. Birds and Fresh Prince of Bel-Air Mansion, Airbnb. Will and Jeff, they're putting it up for rent on Airbnb, the 30th anniversary of the show. What popular TV and or movie hang would you like to visit or stay in? Until 10, right here on The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.